right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
To thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. And don't forget tonight, later today. That's right, later today. Tonight, it's the Trump assassination files. Yes, it's two for Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. So come on down to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. First off in the morning, it is the Revolution in the Morning show. We're live from Franklin County, Virginia, where the moon shines bright. Well, all day, all night, and still the still waters of Virginia. I just can't believe there's not a place down here in Southwest Virginia called Stillwater, Stills Water. Yeah, where the still has water in it. Yeah, making mash and steam and making that moonshine. So good morning, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Revolution in the Morning show here on Revolution Radio. Hey, if you're not real familiar with Revolution Radio, you know, free speech reigns here on Revolution Radio. So come on down and join the more than 80 hosts that have shows here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You know, we're streaming around the world on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast at Winamp, radio.net, RADDIO.net carries us. They sent us a note the other day. Don't forget Open Radio app. They also carry in Revolution Radio. So if you have a favorite streaming service, you get Revolution Radio on, let us know. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You can stream us right there at the station. And remember, our shows are almost always live. There's a person sitting somewhere in the world, whether it's in Australia or Canada, Europe, the Middle East, sometimes South Africa and Russia, good old USA. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Yeah, join us for a truth revolution. That's right, we're here about trying to find the truth. It's not always some prepackaged news story we get from ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News, who's on the record of saying, well, it's our job to tell you how to think. Here to tell us how to think. Now, I'm here to try to give you some information. I'll give you my idea on it. That's for sure. And we'll work and find the truth. We just won't let the lie stand. The truth takes a longer time to go around the world than the lie. The question is, does it ever catch up? That's the real thing. So come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. Over here in the chat seat chat room, there's a Navy and Comet Mitchell and Lusitania. Batsman, good morning. Casual, looks like Casual's in the house there. Oh, let's see, Dirt Engineer and let's see, Omega Logos and Jer Bear and Wally and May Street 139. You know, not much to it's in the chat room. There's Spread Love 911 from down here in Australia, and Comet and Stardust Man and Noreen and Popsicle Toes and Troy Boy. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Remember, today's Two for Tuesday, where tonight, I'll give you a whole wrap-up of the Hunter Biden slime. Yeah, well, so come on down to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, and get the truth today, because I'll tell you, it's out here if you want to find it. But if you want to listen to some talking shithead from the mainstream media shoveling bullshit, well, you can go right ahead. Doesn't make you any smarter. In fact, it probably takes IQ points off your intelligence level. Yeah, hey, good morning, Chevy Cool. How you doing? Yeehaw! That's right. Stay safe and drive straight, my friend. Yeah, so come on down. Freedomslips.com. Use the call-in and listen line on your phone if you have unlimited minutes, instead of burning up if you don't have enough data plan. So you can use this number, 605-468-4702, and you can call in and listen to the show on your smartphone, or you could pump it over the loudspeaker at work. So come on down to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're listener supported and commercial free. You come to the website, there's a place that said archives. Yep, they're there, and they're free. That's right, they don't cost anything. If people donate enough money and we keep everything going, it should be, we're essentially a nonprofit. We all volunteer, the staff behind the scenes and the management team, the tech guys, the hosts, the producers, everybody behind the scenes here volunteers. God bless you guys. Thanks for helping everybody. And just, make a donation. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. There's a donation tab up there for, the digital electronic donation. Or you can join the Patreon team, and that way it's a once-a-month thing. Or you could even send a snail mail donation to Revolution Radio. We have a physical address. It is here. You ready? Got your pen, pencil handy? 1793 North Eden Road, Allen, Michigan, 49227. That way you can send your check or money order to Terry, and she can put it in our account. So everybody, thanks for helping out, and thanks for supporting Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported station in the world. The only thing we're really missing today is, Mike Ringley. Damn. Yeah. God bless him. His dream's alive and it's going strong. Okay, let's get back. Let's start with our news and information part of this show. Oh, yeah. Hey, what shit do we got going on? Oh, my gosh. It's like crazy time, isn't it? Yes, global warming and climate change is happening. Yeah, did you know there's a hurricane coming into Louisiana? Meanwhile, on the upper side of the Midwest in Montana, that's right up there in Montana, what was the name of the Potomac, Montana, it hit a minus 29.2 degrees early Sunday morning, the coldest temperature ever observed this early in the season. Across the lower 48 states, of course, snow falling, and ice storms from Colorado to New Mexico, the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma weather advisory stretch all the way into Kansas City. Meanwhile, down in New Orleans, and they're worrying about a hurricane coming in. It's kind of extreme difference there, isn't it? Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. But wherever you are, man, you be careful because while it's freezing there on the West Coast, they've got 100,000 people evacuating now because of another down the power line by California Edison in Southern California, I believe is where that's at. Where winds are coming in, they're sustained about 25, 30 miles an hour, gusting to 80 miles an hour. And a low humidity of like 20 to 35% or something like that in the air, I guess. And, it's essentially, it's a hot air that dries everything out, and you get one spark, and whew, boy, man, it goes up like tinder, and it really is. And here's another piece of all this, right? While it sucks, it's just part of what nature does. I mean, really, they've been having brush fires in California like this since, if I remember, I was little. Now, they're a little more extreme, I agree. But they've been having wildfires and all this other stuff all these years. And, if you have real environmentalism, things grow the way they grow. And you don't go in and cut all the underbrush because all the underbrush grows naturally. All the brushy hillsides and stuff, it grows naturally once you think about it. And, when this kind of weather comes in, as it has been for years, you get the same result. It's kind of crazy, but yeah. So the hurricane is, I believe it's up to Hurricane Zeta now. Let's check this out here. Go to the National Hurricane Center. Oh, look at that. It's still a tropical storm at 7 a.m. this morning, but it had drifted west, it looks like, off of a, wow. Yeah, it drifted west. It's going right over the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula right now. And they're saying Wednesday afternoon, evening, it's going to hit the very tip of the boot of Louisiana and go cut right into Mississippi and into Alabama, and then move up here, over right on top of me, and up through Asheville, North Carolina, looks like hit on Thursday. Lots of rain. Just thought I'd let everybody know. Anyway, so yeah. Oh, yeah, is that Thursday? Yeah, that figures. That's funny. Looks like Thursday is going to be a washout, Danny. Anyways, I hope y'all are having a great day. Wow, that really sucks, doesn't it? What news and information we got going on here? Well, let's start out here. Yeah, Joe Biden. Hey, he forgot Trump's name. Yeah, how can you forget if you're running against a candidate? How can you forget the damn candidate's name? I mean, really. Yeah, and you know what? George Bush, that's right. Joe Biden actually, you know, in out of his basement some kind of conference call video thing, Joe Biden said, yeah, he's running against no four more years for George. And his wife says, Trump. Did you know, I didn't know Dr. Jill Biden was practicing to be a ventriloquist. The only thing I didn't notice is she didn't have her hand up the dummy's back. But yeah, Jill Biden, as a ventriloquist would try to say something without moving their lips, basically grunted Trump, and then Joe caught on. I mean, hey, what the hell? I mean, look, this, you know, should, here's a question for you. Could the 25th Amendment be invoked for presidential candidates themselves? Of course, remember, they wanted to try to get rid of George Bush. George Bush. Yeah, they wanted to get rid of George Bush. Yeah, I'm stuck on George Bush now. What the hell's the matter with me? I guess I'm thinking about how Iraq got dismantled and it ended up with every place we are today. And that the lying scumbags that lied us into invading Iraq about weapons of mass destruction, none of these people have been held accountable in our system. They all kind of got away with it. Just like the assholes that rigged the Gulf of Tonkin incident and put it in the news. And you know, none of those agents and assholes suffered consequences. Now we have another conspiracy against the president of the United States, you know, an ongoing attempted political assassination, I guess you could call it. It's ongoing. And people are, you know, like, what in the hell is going on there? And none of these people are facing consequences for their crimes. The only one that got the shaft and they gave him a sweetheart banging deal was Kevin Kleinsmith. He not only lied in the General Flynn case, he lied on the Carter Page shit, and he lied in Hillary Clinton's emails scandal, too. Y'all need to look up that little piece if you didn't know. People need to wake up and understand that what these people are doing is they're committing what is considered small crimes or you know, a little slap on the finger crime. Oh, you're bad. You made this report, you know, out to reflect this idea when it was really something else. And they've done that hundreds of times in this manufacturing of case of a try to manufacture a case against Trump and then bring in the special counsel who then, you know, lied and cheated and ripped off everybody. It was a witch hunt from start. The 2018 was election interference by Robert Mueller and the goddamn Democrats. Pardon my language, Lord. The 2016 election. Remember when the Democrats rigged it against Bernie Sanders? You don't think they would try to rig it against Trump? You don't think they would try to pull some kind of operation against the Trump team? Well, if you don't, I think you're pretty damn foolish, if you ask me, not to not to grasp that idea. I mean, these people are, you know, they have their head. I don't know. You know, they must be triple ambidextrous. Is it? No, it's triple jointed. But I'm sure they're ambidextrous, too, because they can stick their head up their ass on the left or the right side. You know, it's just a question of how far can they stretch, right? I mean, we live in this world of idiocracy, right? Let's see. Meanwhile, let's see, in Colorado, where there are, in California, hopefully, maybe they'll get some. I don't think they're going to get it in California, but they got snow. That really helped put down the wildfires in Colorado, which is good. Anyway, let's see. Turkey. Yeah, Turkey is becoming a serious problem because of their Islamic nutjobness. I said it, there are a bunch of Islamic nut jobs now that have taken over Turkey and are instituting Islamic rule in the shadow, you know, I don't want to say the shadow of ISIS, so I should say in parallel to ISIS, al-Nusra, and the strict Islamic beliefs, okay? Recep Erdogan says, you know, Emmanuel Macron in France is mentally ill and needs some psychiatric help because of his view of Islam. When some Islamic nut job cut the head off a school teacher because he showed a picture of a cartoon and they were little butthurt little bastards. Oh, my God. Listen, if you can't stand up to ridicule and you have a little shit fit, you might be a liberal. That sounds like something the KKK Klantifa or the big lying Marxists, you know, those people that use race as a warfare, as asymmetrical warfare weapon. That's what the BLM is doing. But too many people are too damn stupid to know because, well, they haven't been taught how to think. They haven't been taught how to teach themselves something because, well, hell, if you teach somebody how to learn something on their own, then they don't need you. And, you know, that's hell part of this educational system, too. You got to keep them dependent and dumbed down. They do. That's, you know, hey, if you think about it, that's another piece of Islamic and Middle Eastern culture where once you learn that knowledge and you're the only one that knows how to do that, that makes you valuable. So they may not kill you the next time they have some nut job attack. It makes you more money. And then, you know, nobody else knows how to do it and you die all of a sudden and, well, there they are. You know, they're stuck there, you know, washing their hand and wiping their ass again. Yeah, it's the idiocracy of it, right? Oh, here, we, you know, hey, don't leave the West out. I mean, we've got plenty of idiots in Canada and the United States, too. Oh, let's start with Canada. Yeah, Jessica Yovanovitch or whatever the hell her name is. Oh, that's Yovanovitch is the she's not the transvestite from Canada. The wax my balls guy. That's the former ambassador to Ukraine, but they might be related. I'm not sure. Anyway, I think they look kind of like. I noticed they had the same hairstyle for some reason, except one had dyed them red and one had dyed a blonde. Anyway, Jessica filed a human rights complaint against a beauty pageant. Why? Because they're not letting him or her compete. That's right. She was initially accepted to go into the beauty pageant in the triple size category. That's right. In the lard ass competition, where they found out later that Jessica still had his balls and penis, you know, like Michelle. Anyway, you'd think with all that money, you know, Barack Obama could at least get all that equipment changed out for himself. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't say it's not me. Hey, it's not my monkey. Oh, God help us. Anyway, yeah, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. So, yeah, so the pageant said, I'm sorry, you can't compete. So Jessica, the cross-dresser, the wax my balls guy says, what do you mean I can't compete? I say I'm a girl, but you still have your penis. You still have your testicles. You couldn't go to Oklahoma and get the home repair kit that they were selling down there. Those guys, you know, went to jail now. I guess that's why they were shut down. That's a sad, sad thing. Anyway, God bless them. Man, I know confused, but damn. Meanwhile, in Mexico, a fentanyl lab in Mexico City was taken down, and it had enough equipment and was set up to process 11,000 pounds of raw material at a time. This is a fentanyl making on an industrial level. It's, you know, no wonder that one day I was laughing. I said, how in the hell can they find 50,000 pounds of meth in one raid in Mexico? Damn. All those poor ass Mexicans and all that dope right there. Nobody making any money. Look at that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, there's the break. We'll be right back with Lizard Brains, George the Sore Ass, and Jack the Asshole from Twitter next.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
I'm when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., the Trump Assassination Files. We're all going to put together today the entire list of Hunter Biden dirt. And I put it all in one file. That way I can pull it up and just go down the list because there's a lot of stuff to unpack there. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you're having a great day. Hey, you know what yesterday was? Yesterday was Hillary Clinton's birthday. So I had to send her a tweet. I said, happy birthday, not your president. Yeah, I'd have sent something to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, but you know, they blocked me on Twitter for some reason. I just don't know why. Anyway, Hillary's still pissed after 4 years of losing to Donald Trump. She says, I was born to be president. No, you're born to be convict number 356759. And if you wouldn't have hit all those documents about Whitewater till the statute of limitations ran out, well, bang, a bing, bada, boom. Hey, you know, you wouldn't have been Secretary of State because, well, you'd have been that convicted felonist you've always should have been. Yay, let's hear it. Hillary for convicted felonist. Yay! Now, there's a campaign I could get behind. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day. Meanwhile, after the debate and after Joe Biden come out and said, I have the most diverse and biggest voter fraud campaign in the history of politics. Yeah, Joe, we believe you. And of course, now he said he was running against George and can't have 4 more years of George. So meanwhile, can I change my vote? Spiked on searches on the internet. That's right. Thanks to Joe Biden, it's been an upgoing trend. And you know how you get people to do that, right? You say, Siri, can I change my vote? Alexa, can I change my vote? So if anybody who's listening, if they have that, all of a sudden, you know, you got a Google search going on. Oh, yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. Anyway, Google searches on Google for in the final debate and Hunter's laptop drop. Yeah, nobody heard about Hunter's laptop. And news during the last debate, it was hilarious because news stations reported, you know, across the country, what's this about Hunter's laptop? And people said they didn't know. They said they called their TV station or they called their local newspaper and was asking, hey, what's this about Hunter Biden laptop stuff? Do you know anything about it? Because they're trying to find an authoritative source. And hell, when the director of national intelligence gets out there and says, hey, look, you know, we checked on it. It's real. The FBI says, oh, yeah, it's real. Hunter Biden has said none of them have denied it's not real. Meanwhile, I hate to do this, but tonight on Tucker Carlson on fake Fox News channel, Mr. Tony Obolinsky, okay, if that name sounds familiar, it should. He's going to play audio recordings of people calling him that are associates of the Bidens saying, you can't do this. Everybody will be hurt politically. Everybody will be hammered. Man, you know, look, these people are crooks. They should go to prison. They had a specific pipeline. And in the case of Ukraine, the vice president of the United States of America used $1 billion quid pro quo and ordered the removal of a prosecutor that was looking into his son and the company he worked for. There was an investigation going on. There's an investigation continuing today where executives of Burisma, and you don't want the mainstream media won't report this, but there's executives that have testified that they paid Joe Biden $900,000. Joe Biden stood there in front of these business leaders and stuff. Look, you're going to pay me now or you're going to pay me later, but you're going to pay me. When they were talking about restructuring and rebuilding Ukraine after the $5 billion color revolution pulled by the Americans. You know, people need to think about the history of stuff and understand exactly what happened, when it happened, and what happens afterwards. Because you have economic hitmen and economic parasites that go into these nations. And often, far too often, they're upper level, relatives of top level American government officials or high officials or people that just got out of the CIA or the FBI. And they saw, oh, well, we'll go over there and work. Wasn't Robert Mueller actually doing consulting work in Ukraine? I'm pretty damn sure that bastard was. Anyway, so yeah. And people want to know, oh, change my vote. Hell, where do they find out that they tried to impeach Trump for the shit that Biden was actually was guilty of? And Trump was trying to get the investigation into that going. And, you know, it's cover up is what it is. You know, the Democrat Party used impeachment as an attempt to cover up their crimes in Ukraine. Bunch of assholes. Speaking of other assholes, Jack Dorsey at Twitter, at Jack. Yeah, you want to send something to him? Yeah, send it to at Jack off, at Jack. Yeah, on Twitter. He goes, they go full Orwellian. As they say, they can censor all topics likely to be subject to election misinformation. The problem is the fact checkers are biased. Twitter's this private platform. See, and this is why I believe we need this dot public space. You know, public space or something along those lines, a whole internet extension dedicated to public freedom. And it will literally be, I guess it could be like the dark net, except it would be gray or it would be whatever color you chose to make it. Anyway, so yeah, it's crazy. Twitter. Yeah, so they're going to censor anything and everything. of course, the other day there was a video of Hunter Biden smoking crack and getting a foot job. I guess that's what you would call it. There's pictures out here of the Hunter Biden. I saw him on Twitter and I saw the close-ups and stuff. And I don't, you know, there is this idea or this rumor. Maybe it's Photoshop. Maybe it's real. I don't know. But there is pictures of coke lined up on a mirror. And there's a card there, like a credit card, debit card deal, right? And it looks like it has Melania Obama on it. It really does. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, was this part of this? It's weird, but maybe, you know, you got to remember the Keith, was it Rainier sex scandal with small town with, all those actresses and the Seagram's heir and stuff like that, right? You know, that circle, was this another one of those political circle, freak circles that were developing where it's more like this cult party atmosphere? I mean, I don't know, but it's really weird. Anyway, let's go over here to Nobody Cares, at NBC analyst. Meacham attacks Trump supporters. Yes, this guy, John Meacham, explaining how Trump supporters suffer from lizard brains. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the sentiment is indicative of a longstanding trend in the media, insulting and biased comments about Trump supporters. You know, it's a type of racism, except it's broader than race, because you can even be a black Trump supporter and you can be attacked. Of course, we've seen that time and time again. And, you know, over the years, we've seen more and more complaints from conservative students about the increasing hostility on college campuses, including professors who are biased against students who are conservative and write about conservative topics or have a conservative point of view. They actually make them jump through different sets of hoops and loops, which is wrong. So, you know, we're functioning on primitive limbic systems. All right. Hey, yeah, let's talk about showing his egghead, huh? Well, you know, when Humpty Dumpty fell off a wall, he split his head wide open. And poor guy, I hope he's okay. Meanwhile, in this last week to 2 weeks of the election, or this last week of the election, right, George Soros is targeting black and Latino voters as Trump gains newfound support. That's right. Soros engaged in last-minute boosts of voter turnout in Biden and black and Latino voters in swing states. 500,000 in donations to both Black PAC and Somos PAC aimed at encouraging voter turnout in black and Latino neighborhoods. And I think they should get out and vote for Trump. They really should. After all, there's, you know, think about it. The Democrats started the plantations. The Democrats went to war to preserve slavery. This was the Democrat Party. I mean, I don't know, you know, today, Democrats have blacks hating whites the same way whites hated blacks in 1865. In fact, if you listen to some blacks, they say, well, you owe us everything, so you should just give us everything and give us your job and and you know, go away. I mean, really, it's idiocracy, but, you know, we need to live in a world with a meritocracy. If you don't know what that is, maybe you should look it up and understand that, you know, the best performers get the best jobs. You know, and they sometimes they in today's world, you know, you're hiring people based on, you know, on filling a racial or sex some kind of quota of some kind. You're not going to get the best person for the job. I mean, really, it's just just degrades everything. Hold on, let me let the dog in.
Hang on, Rat. Hey. There you go, pal.
All right. So, yeah, you know, not everybody's going to do the best at everything. And, you know, this is what we talked about. I talked about yesterday is that, you know, not everybody's going to perform equally under the same circumstances or with the same information. Some will do better, some will do worse. It's just like that in life. We have to accept our limitations, and we have to try to work where we're where we have our natural abilities at, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, with Jack Dorsey going to censor any topic he chooses, essentially, is there free speech in a .com? You know, .com, dot commercial website. Well, it's like going into a store and yelling. Oh, they do that up in Seattle and stuff. And a lot of places around here, you'd get arrested. But up there, they, you know, they go in, they knock stuff over, they just walk out. Or they go into Los Angeles or San Francisco, they clean out a shelf, and then they leave. So, yeah, it's crazy stuff. It really is. BLM invaded an affluent Portland suburb and demanded allegiance from shoppers and diners, changing hearts and minds by marching in the suburban Lake Oswego, Oregon, approximately 8 miles south of Portland, to demand allegiance from shoppers and diners, who will now surely vote for Joe the Racial Jungle Biden after recognizing their inner bigots. Who the hell wrote that? Oh, my God, Tyler Durden. Oh, here's one. According to Sky Blue Portland and Bite Breitbart and the Oregonian, wealthy Portland suburb surrounding the 405-acre Oswego Lake was targeted by BLM. They distributed flyers promising to F shit up on Sunday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that ought to help them out real well, huh? Yeah, everybody's going to come out their houses with their AR-15s. Anyway, according to the Oregonian, protester organizer Demara Hester said the march was about showing Lake Oswego residents that Black Lives Matter all the time and about making racists uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds more like fascist to me. So it's crazy. Anyway, they even had an Antifa guy in a little wheelchair, I think, harassing people. Man, that's pretty bad when you're handicapped and you still got to go out and harass people and use your handicappedness as a, you know, as a bar, I guess. I don't know. That's just sad. Anyway, one of them said all lives matter, and they all had a hissy fit. Yeah, so it's crazy. But what they're doing is they're using intimidation and essentially soft terror tactics against these communities. And, you know, it's not going to go well in the end when people start to push back against them. They're not going to stop pushing. They're not going to, until, because they know they've been able to do what they do so far by using violence to suppress everybody. And nobody's afraid to look bad to take them on and kick their ass. That's what it's amounting to, that the police and the authorities, they don't want to look bad taking out the trash. Well, it's never a pretty picture when you have to confront many fascists who are trying to demand that you adhere to their beliefs through violence. Screw them. Let's see. Meanwhile, the question is, you know, when we have the election next week, you know, are they going to bring out the comfort animals? Are they going to bring out the terror hit squads? Are they going to bring out the fluffy rainbow colored unicorns for grief counseling? Or are they going to tell everybody to go riot? Well, we already know there's going to be a whole section that's going to riot. And, you know, if I had a store right now, I'd be cleaning that store out. I'd be removing everything and taking it out to some other secure location. I sure wouldn't leave it in the windows in the city. Come election day. Not unless you have really, really good insurance. You got riot insurance when you know it's going to come down the road. Yeah, it's, well, just the truth. Nobody wants to say it, but heck, somebody's got to. Meanwhile, the French people are finally pulling their head out of the sun don't shine place, where 79% of French people now believe that Islam has declared war on their country. Nah, really? Oh, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. What the hell took you so long? It's shocking. It's crazy that, you know, what we've seen happen across Europe, what we've seen happen in Germany, what we've seen happen in the Netherlands and Sweden and even Norway and the UK. This essentially sweeping aside of Europe and, you know, whether it's in France or Germany or Italy, you know, their values and, you know, their history, just throwing that all in the trash can. And, you know, oh, well, we're going to start our own little caliphate in, you know, and mini Birmingham, you know, the little Birmingham caliphate, you know, over there in the UK. And let's not forget some of them suburbs of Paris that, you know, where the call to prayer is every day. And you know, all that shit, and, you know, and this, oh, we got to stop and pray wherever we are, you know, that's just bullshit. It's something that they use to throw their religion in and make it, how should we say it? I don't know. Make it cult-like religious? Hell, I don't know. It's this idiocracy, okay? I mean, if people want to live under Sharia law, they should carry their ass to a nation that is Muslim and has Sharia law instituted in it. They shouldn't live here. You know, I mean, if you want to generate female genitalia, because, oh my God, you know, that girl might enjoy an orgasm sometime in her life, then, I mean, you have a problem. You need to go to an Islamic country. You don't need to have it here in the United States. There's a reason people come to places from where they're at. It's not to, oh, let's move to France and we'll recreate the Islamic shithole in France that we're living in now. That's what we'll do. Yeah. Yeah, Islam's more like the Borg, right? You will capitulate. Norwegian police have now apologized to a man who put up 20 posters of the Prophet Muhammad ridiculing, I guess, cartoons of him around the town. And, of course, 4 police officers came and talked to him. And he looked at them and this was after the beheading in France of a school teacher, right, Pat? And the Konigsberg man for they showed up at his house demanding him to tear down the posters, which he hung up across town in response to the grisly beheading of a teacher in France. And the man, 40 years old, went mostly visible places such as a shopping center, train station, library, and hung 20 of these posters. Man, one of them is not.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The body's filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Now do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Come on down to the website and join us here in the chatty chat room. You know, let's see, Casual and Takata Dave. Hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you're doing okay. Cat, dog, girl, and all in there talking in Navy. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And get the straight truth. You know, there's a lot of hosts here in Studios A and Studio A and Studio B. You know, lots of great shows in both sides of that equation. Man, I'm telling you, is sometimes you can't listen to them all. So you have to go in there to the archives and you can listen to them there, I guess, or you can download them. I guess it depends on which way you go into the archives. But come on down to Revolution Radio. We're listener supported, commercial free. Like I said, check out the archives. You want to find out what a show's about, you can go in there and see. They're all in there. And I guess we're going to put together an election special for next Tuesday, next Tuesday night. Of course, I'll be doing 2 hours, and then there's going to be some other guys joining me towards the end of my show, and then Nick and I think Ole is going to join. So yeah, it's going to be a interesting night here, election night, 2020 here on Revolution Radio. There's going to be more coming out about that. Anyway, so I hope you're having a great day. What news and information we got? Remember, we're streaming around the world on iTunes and TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Open Radio App, Radio.net, RADDIO.net, and look for Revolution Radio. You can find us over there. So, yeah, remember, we're listener-supported. So if you can donate, please do. If I can't donate all the time, I got that. But every once in a while, you get some money roll in, you know, kick some our way. You know, we got to keep a few shekels to pay these vendors and these services that we use to keep Revolution Radio on the air. You know, so it costs to keep the archives where they're at and everything else. So, yeah, come on down and support us, because We're here for free speech. We're not here to make a bazillion bucks. We're all volunteers. 10 years. We'll be 10 years old January 1st. 10 years old. Revolution Radio. Can you imagine that? And I can't wait till it's 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years. That's right. I can see Revolution Radio in its 50th year, where your grandkids will be listening to Revolution Radio. Imagine that. Yeah, so come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us in on our mission, on our path to find truth and justice. All right, yeah. Oh, did I say the call in and listen line? I don't know if I did, but here it is. You can give us a call and listen on your smartphone with unlimited minutes. 605-468-4702. You can always stream us online at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and 30 plus different streaming services and apps and everywhere. That's where Revolution Radio is. So come on down and get the straight truth. Uh-oh, there it is. NASA says, look, we found the water on the moon. That's right. Alleged water detection on the sunlit surface of the moon as the lunar drilling is supposed to begin in 2020. They want to find water. That way they can make mooncrete or have it distilled for. That's right. So they're not drinking their own pee. Yeah, well, that's always a good thing, isn't it? But that's the case of Cortez says, you know, it's okay. Well, I guess it's okay if you're a bartender. Cuts down on the sewer bill. Anyway, so yeah, NASA detects supposed water on the surface. Let's see. Two studies published in Nature Astronomy Monday describing how NASA detected widespread hydration on the lunar surface. The research is based on data collected by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, as well as the agency's Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy Airborne Telescope. Wow. So anyway, they're taking samples and trying to look into the surface of water of Mars and see what's trapped in those places. The second study entitled Micro Cold Traps on the Moon, water ice thought to be trapped there permanently in shadowed regions, molecular water detected on the moon in sunlit light, on sunlit moon. Wow. So, yeah, water on the moon. Who would have known? It used to be cheese. Now it's H2O. Anyway, so don't forget, helium-3 is the big minerals that is supposed to be on the moon too. Rare here on Earth. But anyway, meanwhile, up there it is. The Chinese Communist Party has met. China's top leaders meet to set a policy direction over the next 5 years. China's top leaders, represented by the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee, started the fifth plenum of the 19th Party Congress, where they will chart the course of the economy's development over the next 15 years. Oh, shit. Can you say Soviet-style structured economy? Come on. That's exactly what that is. You have Communist Party bureaucrats telling everybody, look, in 15 years, you have to do this, 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 and this, and you can jump through these loops and those hoops, but you can't drive through those squares, and you can't protest. Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's idiocracy, right? The U.S. is going to have more sanctions against China once the full role of Hunter Biden and the Chinese intelligence services, the Communist Party, and other officials in China had to do with it. It will come clear that not only Hunter Biden, see, this is bad for some people in California, particularly Dianne Feinstein, because people will look and see the pattern of corruption with Hunter Biden, and they will look at the same patterns of corruption with Nancy Pelosi and even, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, Dianne Feinstein. There's also already word coming out that there's, how should we say it, incriminating photographs of Paul Pelosi Jr., Nancy Pelosi's son, in some kind of, I can't explain it. I really think that these people ran and had some kind of sex club, you know, that, you know, they maybe weren't in, you know, Keith Raniere's circle of sex clubs, you know, with all of those people, and they weren't in Jeffrey Epstein's sex circle. All maybe they passed in and out, and maybe that's why they developed their own, you know, sex circle. I don't know, but these, you know, these people are blackmailable to the top and bottom. So, you know, I really don't think Joe Biden has a chance in hell, because they can't stop this information from coming out. And of course, the confirmation of Judge Supreme Court, now Supreme Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who was sworn in and it's now official that Democrats have already openly stated that they will pack the Supreme Court. So Democrats are admitting that they don't care about democracy, that they don't care about the Constitution and the foundations of this country. Democrats only care about one thing, and that's getting their grubby liberal hands on power. I mean, crazy as it is. So, Supreme Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett, okay, officially on the court. Yes. Meanwhile, into Syria, where the Russians have obliterated a Turkish-backed rebel camp in Idlib, killing over 70 and wounding more than 100 Islamic nut jobs that are supported by Turkey. This is Turkish proxy army of Islamic radicals. When are people going to wake up and understand that Turkey, once a secular nation, once this possibility of modernness has gone backwards and now is essentially, you know, it's like Erdogan is trying to out Wahhabi the Wahhabis. Okay, they're trying to out nut job the Islamic nut jobs. It's this lunacy. Today, of course, Turkey has said, you know, the other day, Donald Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo announced the possibility, or announced a ceasefire and a peace treaty. And Azerbaijan and Turkey said, hell no. There is no peace. There can't be any peace. Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons that that Russia went ahead and obliterated the Turkish rebel camp in Idlib. Of course, Turkey, Syria needs to get back all of its territory, including that the United States is holding hostage in the east of Turkey, or east of Syria, excuse me. Turkey is also mad because France is standing with Greece against Turkish adventures in Greek waters, so to speak. They're standing against this radical influence network of Eridans in Libya, which is going to be another shoe to fall here pretty soon. Just wanted to warn you ahead of time. But yeah, you know, Turkey has authorized the direct use of its military in Azerbaijan. So if Russia intervenes on behalf of Armenia, which they have a treaty to, which what that would mean is that, Azerbaijan is going past this disputed territories area and taking it back. But remember, each side in the previous wars in those areas, each side committed genocide one against the other when they took over a piece of land. So, you know, it's not going to bode well for any civilians. In either, you know, I guess I should say in either of those areas. But anyway, so Turkey is mad because they bombed the living shit out of this group called Felak al-Sham. Anyway, they had a pretty much a military encampment near three refugee camps. And of course, smart bombs and smart technology can allow this a better, how should we say, better targeting systems to take care of these people. Anyway, there is no ceasefire in those areas. And the truth is that if Turkey is going to try to use its terrorist army groups in Armenia, then I suspect that Russia will turn up the heat in Syria, making them, you know, have to either make a choice between keeping their troops up there or moving them back down to fight in Syria. Of course, everybody should say, why don't Turkey get the hell out of Syria and quit supporting Islamic nut jobs? Why don't the United States quit supplying the Islamic nut jobs that want to break up Syria on that too? Why are we the artillery for ISIS and the Taliban against Syria? We should be, you know, the Taliban and ISIS, you know, we should be calling airstrikes and having artillery on their positions, not defending their positions. We should be helping the Syrian army take its nation back. Yet, meanwhile, the Center for Disease Control has said, well, we're warning against non-essential travel and, you know, including cruise lines and, let's see, the latest update on the CDC website doesn't leave any room for interpretation. Cruise passengers are at increased risk of in-person-to-person spread of infectious diseases, including COVID-19, and outbreaks of COVID-19 have been reported on several cruise ships. Well, that is true. Let's see. Recent reports on COVID-19 on cruise highlighting the infectious nature of cruise passengers and crew, like many other viruses. COVID-19 spread more easily through people in close quarters on board ships as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Listen, here's the thing, okay? The COVID-19 pandemic, it's never going away. And I don't believe that your vaccines are going to be able to have long-term immunity. This idea of turning on your T cells and keeping them turned on, I think, is what they're trying to do to create a hypersensitized immune system, is what it seems to be. I don't know. I can't say. I'm not so real familiar with that. So it's the way it's going. Anyway, so the CDC has a no sale order scheduled at the end, conclusion to end at the end of October. The updated warning against traveling on cruise and send their mixed messages about whether or not the agency is truly to lift the order in 6 days next, by the end of next week or not. At the end of the week or not. So, yeah. Maybe they might have cruises and maybe they won't. It's, well, if you were got marooned on a cruise ship, I guess if you had the food and everything that you'd be okay. But, you know, they're like moving hotels and, you know, they eat their supply. They get a certain amount of supplies for a certain amount of time. And they might have a few extra days, but not that many extra days of supplies on board. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. Let's see. Tremendous news as Maduro in Venezuela, Maduro, touts the Venezuelan vaccine that inhibits COVID-19. Multiple COVID trials are in the final stages around the world, but one unlikely place being the collapsed state of Venezuela. That's right. On Sunday, the President Nicolas Maduro touted that his government scientists had developed a highly effective antiviral that kills the virus without any side effects. We certify the DR10 molecule as a highly effective antiviral to fight COVID-19. We've started the World Health Organization certification process to offer treatment to the world. I thank the Venezuelan Institute of Scientific Research and team their great contribution to humanity, he said. Maduro said the vaccine would be transferred to the WHO for further evaluation and possible use worldwide. The molecule will be mass-produced and delivered for as a cure for COVID-19. So the question is, do we ask Dr. Scott Gottlieb if this is good or not? So he's supposedly the expert on vaccines and COVID vaccines, since the Russians were so bad. And it's just being crazy. Yep, Amy Coney Barrett, partisan vote. Chuck Schumer is deeply butthurt. She's 48 years old and has a lifetime appointment. Theoretically, if she had the genetics in her family, she might be able to be on the court for 50 years. Wow. When that, you know, about job security. Oh, unless Democrats voted in and say, oh, well, you can only have a 5-year term, 10-year term on the Supreme Court. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, 10, then you have to get recertified. That's what Democrats would rather have. Hey, can't we have term limits too? I mean, if we're going to have term limits for the Supreme Court, we shouldn't then turn around and allow career politicians like Pelosi and others to sit in government forever. I mean, yeah, 12 years and your ass is out. And you can't lobby. There should be a lobby ban, lifetime lobby ban after you get out of Congress. Anyway, there it is. You know, it was an accident. The New York Times confirmed Breitbart's voter fraud reporting. Yeah, far left has done it again. They accidentally confirmed what Breitbart News said. Let's see. Of course, they say conservative news sites fuel voter fraud misinformation. A Harvard study calls it a propaganda feedback loop. So the complaint so far in October, Breitbart has published nearly 30 articles with the tag voter fraud. President Donald Trump has posted links to several of these Breitbart articles on Twitter, including one in August in which a Republican-appointed poll challenger estimated that up to 20,000 absentee primary ballots had been improperly counted in Detroit, a known for voting heavily Democratic. Detroit later reported the election officials in Michigan. Example of the fraud, and don't call into question the integrity of results.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
The pill has been taken. The blinders are on. Are we in the endgame? Are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened? With no choices, different guests, different points of view. The Red Pill Roundtable, every Wednesday at noon Eastern in Studio A on Revolution Radio with Stephen Scorpio. Revolution.radio, www.freedomslips.com. Check it out.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Come on down and get some truth this morning and get that antidote. That's right. The mind vaccine. Listen to Revolution Radio. We don't have a hypodermic needle. We just got microphones. And we deprogram that toxic mainstream media that you have in your brain. Come on, wash that crap right out of your brain. You should call it a spin cycle. Put the spin cycle on. And get that CNN right out of your brain, man. Come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Meanwhile, at Harvard, the Harvard Clemson editorial board condemned the Harvard Republican Club in an editorial for endorsing President Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, hey, oh my God, what's the matter with them? They're horrible. They're a Republican club endorsing the Republican nominee. How dare them? Bunch of elitist assholes up there, ain't it? Yep, it certainly is. Anyway, of course, they're going to be really butthurt. Are they going to call in the therapy unicorns next week? Because they should bring them in by the truckload on November the 4th. That way, you know, you can, you know, liberals will have something to cuddle with. So, you know, everybody that has grief counseling services, you should now be contacting your college campuses, because when Donald Trump wins re-election, and, you know, some might call it a landslide, I'll just call it a slam dunk. They're going to need your services again. So if you have bunnies and rabbits and donkeys and horses and unicorns, bring them down to your local college campus so you can, you know, have grief counseling for, you know, Biden's not your president. Poor Joe Biden. You know, then he's going to be, you know, he's going to be using dementia as a defense in his attempts to get out of, well, not going to jail for a few years over the Hunter Biden bribery scandal. Yeah, I mean, at least Hillary Clinton formed a foundation. Now they put Chelsea in charge of that. Is that pretty much the same thing? And I asked before, hey, is there a Biden family charity that we don't know about? I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know. But yeah, meanwhile, so hey, it only took 60 days. I guess that's light speed for government. But beginning Friday, October 23rd, 2020, the Department of State, that's right, the U.S. State Department, will halt all diversity training per Donald Trump's executive order. Well, hey, that's just like light speed, isn't it? When was that? September? It's almost November? Yeah, zoom! Light speed, 2 months. Yeah, hey, you know, the government is still sending out checks to dead millionaires, right? I mean, really. And the U.S. State Department, I mean, let's be honest, it's just the public front of the CIA. I mean, really, in all honesty, you know, everybody knows all embassies around the world, you know, oh, well, they help people do some documentations and stuff, but mostly they're spy centers. You know, we know every place that China has something going on in the United States, it's on a college campus or a Confucius Center. It's one of their news organizations or one of their embassy outreach places or something along those lines. Yeah. And sometimes it's just a brothel in Florida. So anyway, yeah, it's like that. Crazy stuff. And of course, in the effed up world of the corporate sector, bonuses before bankruptcy. That's right. Remember, companies came out of bankruptcy to get coronavirus loans and then went right back into bankruptcy. Parasites, I think, is what they call that. Meanwhile, corporate executives are getting big bank. And then they file, then the company files for Chapter 11. Hertz Car Rental, Hertz Global, JCPenney, Neiman Marcus. They dole out millions in executive bonuses just before filing Chapter 11. It's a common practice. Yeah, hey, the people that ran the company into the ground and broke it off, they should get paid extra. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's an incentive, isn't it? Since this pandemic took hold, this scandemic, this reorganization of retailing and society, at least 18 large companies have rewarded executives with six or seven figure payouts before asking bankruptcy courts to shield them from landlords, suppliers, and other creditors while they restructured. Yeah, they collectively meted out $135 million showing while showing 79 billion in debt. Well, imagine that. Yeah, that was me or you. You know, we couldn't reorganize. We couldn't get in bankruptcy. We can't get stuff taken away. Oh, that wasn't Joe Biden? Didn't he have a hand in all that? When, you know, they wanted to make sure that you couldn't bankrupt stuff. So Joe Biden was working with the credit card companies to screw everybody. Oh, I think that's how that worked, wasn't it? Yeah, it's, the craziness of it. It's the idiocracy of this world that we're living in. Yeah, JCPenney paid $7.5 million in bonuses to four executives. Taylor Loft, Lane Bryant, Justice, when they went bankrupt, $2.7 million to three executives. GNC, $3.9 million to five executives. Libby, 3.1 to at least 4 executives. Chesapeake Energy, 25 million bonus to 21 executives. Neiman Marcus, 4.5 million to 20 executives. 7.7 million bonus at Acorn to the top four. Tuesday morning, 1.5 to 5. It goes on and on and on and on. It's just outrageous. You know, as, you know, they give these corporate executives these platinum parachutes laced with gold, silver, and silk to float down on. And everybody else, you know, we fall into the pit of hell. And that's really not right, is it? You know, the too often those that commit the biggest crimes can get right back in the game a few years later when they had these supposed lifetime bans. I'm talking about particularly about John the Slime Corzine. I wonder what that shitbag is doing now. Yeah, he ought to be a human pooper scooper in L.A. for the rest of his natural life. Yeah. Really. Anyway, so, hey, here it is. Leaving Las Vegas. That's right. Sheldon Adelson is thinking of selling his Vegas casino portfolio. $6 billion sale. That's right. In the latest sign that Vegas services and hospitality are maybe experiencing long-term economic scarring, Sheldon Adelson, known for decades as the biggest player in the gambling hub, is pulling out. Bloomberg reports that Adelson's sands is shifting concentration to Asian gaming markets and is seeking to exit the U.S. casino operations. Let's see. Let's prepare the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, the Palazzo, the Sands Expo Center for a $6 billion sale. There it is. There you go. You know, if the gaming commission will let you have it. Anyway, aside from gambling, Adelson is known for his major booster of being a GOP booster, showing out millions to support Trump. That's a change in the times, right? People are gambling online. And you know what else? People don't have the money to gamble with. And there's a little bit of money they have. You know, they're playing Candy Crush and they need that extra big hammer zammer or some shit, right? So they need all this little stuff. So next thing you know, these people don't realize, you know, they've spent $160 a month on playing online video games or something along those lines. You know, just those cheapy games you get for free and then you buy little tokens or stuff like that. Yeah, it's that can become expensive after a while, I would imagine. Anyway, so yeah, it's crazy stuff in this world that we live in. Well, what about the corruptocracy that we live under, right? Yeah, this corrupt government. You know, I asked this earlier this year, and is it a prerequisite to be under indictment or hiding from high crimes by running as a presidential candidate on the Democrat Party ticket? Hillary Clinton. And of course, Joe Biden. Joe Biden would have had to have been under some kind of investigation. If not, all of those people involved are covering or are in a cover-up. That's really what you're thinking about, what you're looking at, what you're talking about, right? Yeah. That's the real truth that nobody wants to say. And Barack Obama, he's smack up in the middle of it. I mean, how you think he's affording to buy that $17 million, you know, a waterfront property, you know, on Martha's Vineyard, right? Or his massive house he bought in D.C. and then put up the big fence around. And he's going to have another big mansion over there in Chicago area because of the, you know, the Obama Library, where they're going to take all the lies, they're going to put them in time capsules and bury them in the park. Yeah. It's the craziness of this world that we live in. Clearly corrupt Hillary Clinton. Clear that she got away with crimes, and the Clinton Foundation was a money laundering front where she sold influence of the U.S. government. That is pay to play. It's not an accident where you do something and then the money falls out of the sky into your foundation. And you say, well, I didn't know about that. It's $140 million worth of, oh, shits, what happened? But I guess if I had $140 million dropping just into my account, I might stop doing Revolution Radio. If I had a $140 million bribe, oh, well, so I'm going to set a price. It's got to be pretty high. No, I'm just kidding. anyway, it's crazy, the idiocracy of this world that we live in. Anyway, so, yeah. And, yes, the Postal Workers Union endorsed Joe Biden. I don't think, no, they're not all Democrats, because I know some who are Republicans. And you got to remember, there's a difference between an employee and a contractor, right? Anyway, so yeah, it's this idiocracy, this model of this world that we're living in today. Let's see. Philadelphia. Yeah, I need to get to Philadelphia. It's going to take a few minutes. Yeah, Philadelphia is in a war zone right now, last night and maybe this morning continuing, as it's been overrun by rioting and looting after police shoot a knife-wielding suspect who came around them at a with a knife, threatening them, basically, and the cops shot him. And I don't blame the cops. He needed to be shot. You know, when you bring a knife to a gunfight, or you bring you're trying to knife cops, really? And you're bitching about the guy getting shot. Meanwhile, the fallout from that, over 30 Philadelphia cops have been injured during clashes. A female sergeant suffered a broken leg as she was run over by a speeding vehicle. Most of the injuries came from rocks and bricks that were thrown. In the footage of the incident shows this guy named Walter Wallace Jr. Ignoring numerous warnings from police officers to drop the weapon as he advances them on them before being shot. And, you know, the Philadelphians, the assholes are rioting about this. Sorry, he's in the wrong. It sucks he got shot, but to riot with police because police did the job that they should have done. Nobody should be sorry about that, except the damn rioters, who are a bunch of sorry people who probably are just looking for a reason to do what? That's right. Let's loot and scoot. Let's see. Multiple times over the last 5 months, Black Lives Matter Marxist agitators, they won't let facts get in their way. And if there's a chance to riot, they riot anyway. Remember in Pennsylvania, where the guy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, if I remember correctly, where the guy came at the cops with his big butcher knife and they shot his ass. And they should have. You coming at cops with a knife? Well, you know, listen, you're stupid. You're mentally deranged. Something snapped, broke. I mean, if you're that deluded, do you know the difference between a Bugs Bunny and a Roadrunner? Yeah. What about Wile E. Coyote? Yeah. Hey, you might be one of those liberals that were trying to bash Trump on Twitter that said, how does a coyote, you know, carry a kid across a border? Man, don't you know the coyotes, they have special little saddles, just like horses. And they have these trained coyotes, yeah. And they migrate across the border back and forth. And when they come back, they carry kids or drugs or something. Yeah, they're well-trained for little legged critters, aren't they? Oh, God. You know, look, everybody knows a coyote is slang for a human trafficker. Well, everybody except idiots in maybe Georgia and hell, who knows else, where else? I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, so cops were chased down the street by a mob who threw projectiles at officers who weren't wearing full protective gear. Anyway, so yeah, what did they need to do? Turn around and shoot people that were throwing a brick that could kill somebody? You know, this is, you know, oh my God, then they're going to riot because they shot some of the prime protesters that were trying to murder a cop. Oh my. I mean, this is just, you know, stupid, right? But then again, you know, that's the educational system, what's brought us today. Ignorant children. That's unfortunate, but true. They say there were clashes between the big lying Marxists and Trump supporters in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And one reporter said a car pulled up and rolled its window down, and the guy yelled out the window, "All lives matter, asshole." And of course, that's racist. It's racist to say that all lives matter. No, you have to be specifically kissing black ass, so to speak. It ain't happening. You know, what's really racist is when people believe that everybody else is the racist. People you've never known, you've never met, you've never interacted. You never have any idea, clue, or what in this person's life is, and you're calling them a racist. And then you're like, well, why are they offended? I don't understand it. I don't understand why people don't get it. They're, you know, oh my God, they're dipped in white supremacy. Oh my God, it's white privilege. Maybe it's because we haven't had institutionalized racism and it's been illegal in this nation for 40 years. It doesn't exist. Maybe you're the one that's racist and you're just mad against people that don't think like you. That's the real truth of the world that we live in today. But liberals, in their thirst for equality and safety and freedom, have brought back segregation on college campuses, teaching critical race theory. By essentially reinstituting the divisions and the racist divisions between us, highlighting them and creating people that use that information as a weapon of division, not as a tool to bring diversity and equality. Ah, it makes too much damn sense, doesn't it? Anyway, so hey, coming up next, of course, is Bruce McDonald with McDonald in the Morning from Costa Rica. So come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And remember, don't let angry Democrats destroy your day. Have faith in that you know the truth and that you can see what other people may not be able to see. Now, they may see what you can see, but you have to understand, when you come to freedom, you can't command and demand that someone else believe blindly what you believe. That's the essence of freedom, is to be different. Democrats will paint Plantifa, the Marxists, you submit. God bless the day. Good luck. See you this week. And Trump is at Nation Time.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.